Good morning. A Bend financial advisor says a noteworthy bankruptcy in Alabama may serve as a warning to Bend and other cities deciding on big public works projects. A bankruptcy judge cleared the way for the largest municipal bankruptcy in U.S. history. The debt is linked to a $4 billion county sewer project. Troy Reinhardt of Northwest Quadrant Wealth Management says this case has a local tie-in.
What does it mean for Bend, Oregon? We have to remember that it was a huge sewer project that really brought the community down. They couldn't pay back on. And it was federally mandated, just much as our surface water treatment, this whole debate is over. I mean, Jeff Eager, our mayor of Bend, didn't wake up one day and say, man, we need to do a big water project. The feds came and the feds are pushing it down. It's forcing it down.
Reinhardt says the bondholders may still get paid. He adds that those looking to buy municipal bonds, like anything else, should do their due diligence on the municipality. A Bend woman is sentenced to a decade of probation after she was accused of molesting her 8-year-old autistic son and then streaming the act online to a Michigan man who was posing as a psychologist. The case is one of at least 7 across the country involving Stephen Demink. He was sentenced last year to life in prison. Demink targeted single mothers and persuaded them to sexually assault their children and then send him images. He claimed it would be a way to teach the child about sex. The woman reached a bargain with prosecutors and pleaded guilty last week to lesser charges. Neighbor Impact loses its longtime executive director. Sharon Miller will retire this fall after 26 years on the job. 1110 KBND's Kelly Blyer spoke with her.
Sharon Miller was one of the first employees hired for the agency that helps less fortunate in Central Oregon. Miller says Neighbor Impact provides meaningful work.
It's very mission-driven for me. I remember when I interviewed to be the program developer 26 years ago, I said it was an opportunity and an opportunity that didn't come along very often in Central Oregon. And I think it is the knowledge that we are doing worthwhile work that really changes people's lives and makes a difference. And that's always been my motivator. And it's a very gratifying position.
Miller currently oversees an agency with 175 employees with an annual operating budget of more than $14 million. Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110. KBND.
A former Oregon House Majority Leader and 3-term state representative will run against incumbent State Senator Chris Telfer of Bend in the Republican primary. Tim Knope says he felt compelled to run for the District 27 seat. Telfer reacts to the news.
Well, I'm looking forward to actually having a campaign where I get invited to panels and debates. I'm looking forward to the debate.
Knope is a native Oregonian who's lived in Central Oregon for nearly 35 years. The primary election is set for Tuesday, May 15th. The recent legislative session gave a green light to big improvements at the Bend DMV office. State Representative Jason Conger of Bend says they were able to jump ahead of some other projects and secure $1.8 million in funding. The DMV recently announced that they will improve the existing site rather than move to a different location. Conger says they had to ask the state for transportation dollars.
We had a very persuasive case to use the money to make the improvement. And basically, we were competing with other similar projects for the use of that money, and so it took a little bit of work, but the project itself was a good one. It's going to have to happen eventually as Bend continues to grow.
The money will go to improve the parking lot and the overall facility. Governor John Kitzhaber signs into law 2 bills designed to push the state toward better graduation rates. The signing comes just 13 hours after the final gavel drop of the 2012 Oregon legislature. Republican co-speaker of the House, Bruce Hanna, says the business community supports the higher standards.
In terms of providing a trained, educated workforce that is both attractive to the businesses that are here today and those that we can recruit to our state as we look to the future.
This was the first official annual session for the Oregon legislature. They had 35 days to complete their work, managed to wrap it up in 34. A teenage boy charged with aggravated murder and first-degree rape in the July 2010 death of a 5-year-old Oregon girl has waived his right to a jury trial. He will let a judge decide his fate. Douglas County Circuit Judge Randy Garrison will preside over the trial of Dustin Wallace, now 17. Trial is expected to begin June 12th. Wallace was 16 when he was accused of killing Sahara Dwight of Roseburg. The boy is being tried as an adult. A prosecutor says that because he is under 18, Wallace cannot be sentenced to death if convicted, but he could face life in prison. And the latest University of Oregon Index of Economic Activity for the state shows growth. Tim Dewey, an assistant professor of economics at the University of Oregon, says manufacturing and the services sectors lead the way.
We're seeing particular improvement in the manufacturing sector, which was a net positive, and the services sector, which was a net positive.
There's still no growth on the construction sector. Rising gasoline prices could slow the recovery, but Dewey says that unless they rise too fast, they won't send the economy back into recession. For these stories and more, you can check us out online anytime at kbnd.com, and we will get you instant updates on breaking news when you follow us on Twitter. Our next local newscast comes up at 7:05 this morning. I'm Dave Jarvis reporting for News Talk 1110 KBND. Depend on us.